It's Good Day Health Time. Dr. Jack Stockwell from the Forbidden Doctor is here. I'm very pleased to tell you that we now have one-stop shopping. Good Day Health features the expertise of Dr. Jack Stockwell, who has one point of view medically, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who has another point of view medically. You can get them all together, get a good balance. Let's talk about what you're finding with the research. You found out some interesting things with me when you put that device on me in my heart, things that some of which I can attribute to the information that Ken has, and some of it was new. And so you, in this podcast that's out this week, What Doesn't Cause Heart Attacks, is instructive because you and Mary take a sharp look at heart attacks, what's true from your perspective and what isn't. No matter what, heart disease is still the number one killer over cancer in our country. And it's like a lot of other things, pretty much completely preventable depending on your lifestyle. I mean, what your genetic makeup is, affects it to a certain extent. But, you know, how you take care of yourself is certainly going to be a predicator of what happens and when it happens.
Usually when you're trying to understand anything in time, whether it's political, social, economic, whatever else, especially with health, you need to look at it historically. And if heart disease had been the number one killer since Adam and Eve were in the garden, that would be one thing. But when 100 years ago...
Being eaten by bigger beings was the number one killer.
Well, that's probably true, yeah. But we don't have the dire wolf and the saber tooth we got to deal with anymore, except the two-legged versions. Right. But 100 years ago, heart disease was not even in the top 10 list of killers in America. Yeah. So what's happened since then till now? Well, it comes down to nutritional status. And the kind of things that we eat now are so lacking in some vital, vital nutrition the heart needs that we see this proliferation of the number one killer in America. Now, in the podcast, What Doesn't Cause Heart Attacks? It's kind of tongue-in-cheek because we're setting stage for the next podcast is What Does Cause Heart Attacks? But sometimes it's better to understand something when you know what it isn't. Mm-hmm. And because of all of the programming that the heart problems can be taken care of by drugs and certain dietary changes that we certainly do not agree with, when you look at the foundational reasons for heart attack, it begins to be very obvious that the major attack in this country against heart attacks, the major care, the major standard of care, is completely missing the point. Now, I know that sounds a little odd for me, who's not a cardiologist, cardiac surgeon, or anything else, but it's a simple matter of what the research is showing. And so that's what we try to do in all of our podcasts, is bring out the research, the double-blind, randomized research, wherever we can find it. If it's not double-blind, as long as it's coming from a peer-reviewed journal where other experts are looking at something before it gets published so that they agree with it, or at least mostly agree with it. And that's what we address, that the concept of the thrombosis, the clot in the heart, is not the number one problem for heart attacks. And the research is abundant to support that.
What is?
Comment.
Oh, are you going to wait till next week to tell
Well, us? Well, I'll tell you right now. It's a muscle cramp. It's the it's the myocardium, the heart muscle going into a cramp. 60% or more of people who either succumb from a heart attack or survive it, and they make it through the cardiac lab in the hospital where they're given angioplasty or whatever else, over 60% of them did not have a clot anywhere in the heart. Yet they still had a massive heart attack. And it's a cramp of the muscle, and we get into the next podcast explaining what causes that cramp.
All right, so I'm going to bite just a bit for 60 seconds because I don't want to be a spoiler. I'm accused of that all the time when it comes to TV and movies. But in this circumstance, I'm self-motivated because I have a lot of cramps. I have cramps in my leg, the muscles. I have large muscles. My calf muscles are cramping up all the time, and I try to drink more water. I'm on more calcium or potassium now than I used to be. But there's sometimes even cramps in my toes I get. So is that an indicator that I might have a cramp in my heart? Or
well, to use the vernacular here, a cramp in the heart is simply a Charlie horse in the heart muscle itself, in the myocardium.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it can be an early sign.
Really?
But we get into what to do about it.
Oh, really?
Okay, well, a lot of it you're already doing, Doug.
Yeah, I know. But you're
You know, and you say you take a lot of calcium and potassium. Calcium speeds keeps the regular rhythm of the heart going as long as, you've got a balanced amount of calcium.
You've
potassium
cautioned
slows
me
it down.
Not to do too much, but how do you know what is too much? That's the question. How do you know what's not enough or what's too much?
To give the body the raw ingredients it needs, and it will pretty well take care of itself.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, there's this marvelous majesty to self-regulation, homeostasis, it's referred to as.
What a wonderful phrase. Marvelous majesty. I love that. That's great. All right. So if you want to find out what doesn't cause heart attacks, in other words, how to be well, the precursor to the next podcast, which will tell you what causes it from Jack and Mary's point of view, check out this podcast this week at ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can also take the symptom survey. More and more people are taking advantage of this. It's a free service from Jack and his staff.
Yeah.
You get a better understanding of what's going on in your body, and that is your responsibility. We said that may be the main thrust, the main theme of these programs, is to get you to understand this is your responsibility. It's not Jack. Jack can help you out. Ken can help you out. Your doctor can help you out, but they can't do it alone. They're not. They can't operate in a vacuum. You can't give over it's kind of like all the things you hear at the airport. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel something, then say something, for God's sake.
Well, a lot of times our body gives us these little warnings. Now, you're taking Cataplex F, right?
Yes, I am.
Because we gave you a great, Mary and I, especially Mary, gave you a great protocol for your heart.
Yep.
Cataplex F is the thing that brings that back into balance, the same thing that can help stop a cramp in your thigh or your calf muscles, the same thing that will stop a cramp in the heart.
I take it every night because of the cramps, not cramps so much, but the... I think what Mary said is take it because, and you said the same thing, it'll alleviate the restless leg syndrome that I have in that bad foot and leg of mine.
A restless leg is a precursor to the cramp.
Yeah. There you go. So, got it taken, got it covered. All right, let me introduce you to a remarkable product from Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. To say this is amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables every single day. And the cost to you is 22 cents for the capsule. That's right. 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables, yours for 22 cents a day. What a silly thing to ignore. What a silly thing not to do. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies help boost your immune system over 720%, according to the research. They also will be happy to provide you with some information at no charge, a health guide, a health coach, if you will, to answer questions you have, take steps to give yourself better overall health. Go online to balanceofnature.com. That's balanceofnature.com. And use the code DJV to get a special discount on your first purchase. Balanceofnature.com. This is an important product. Natural vegetables and fruits and that sort of thing. Get all you need in one capsule using the promo code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Twenty-four after the hour now, the doctor on duty is Dr. Jack Stockwell. Jack runs a clinic in Salt Lake City where there are people who come from all around the state, all around the country, all around the world to get his treatment as a NUCA board certified chiropractor. He's also a certified GAPS practitioner, thus the expertise to develop both the ageless thyroid product that they have and the one product I started, the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Meredith and I were talking about this the other day. She takes four a day. I take two in the morning and two at night. She takes them all at once. I think there are thousands of people who have gone online, listen to us talk about this. It's a special scientific formula that will help in your digestion, your circulation, I believe that because it helps fight inflammation, that's the source of all illness. I know that, and people listening to this program know that. Inflammation is the cause of all anything that's going to go wrong with you. There's some kind of inflammation there. It's rust, in a sense. Your body's rusting. We want to use an analogy, right, Jack? It's really
well, that, yeah, continual inflammation. Now, inflammation is a natural process of the body to deal with repairing something. If, you know, like a bee sting, it's going to get inflamed. You get a burn, it's going to get inflamed.
Right.
If you have something inside you go wrong, it's going to get inflamed, and that's the repair and rebuild process that the body would normally go through. The problem emerges is when the constant source of the inflammation is not removed, so that you're in a constant state of inflammation. That's the thing that triggers the disease process, coupled with the body's inability to deal with it.
Yeah. All right. So the way, in, as Jack says, I'm a believer in this. I'm a disciple of the theory of the GAP process. That is, what's in your gut is the most important thing, and that you don't want to have inflamed. And I don't know whether lots of gas is indicative of that, or a more stomach upset probably than gas. Gas is relief for what's going on in your stomach, I would guess. But the end, I find the long life energy enzymes, I mean, they made too much information. I've had a lot of gas all my life from both ends. And I find I have less of it taking the long life energy enzymes. I'm sure people okay, Doug. We needed to know you have too
well,
much
no,
gas.
Well, no, no, because there's an awful lot of people listening to you right now that could say the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, they're kind of nodding or
Yeah.
And the two major causes, let's talk about that. Just talk about gas for a second.
Let's talk about gas.
The two major causes, number one is sugar,
yeah,
because the bacteria in the gut will take sugar and convert it to carbon dioxide.
Yeah.
The same way any kind of fermentation process, whether you're fermenting vegetables, fermenting malt, liquor.
Sugar causes fermentation.
That's right. And so the byproduct of that fermentation is carbon dioxide. And so when you are gassy and it's the result of sugar, nobody smells anything. They might hear it, but they don't smell it.
Yeah.
The other is protein degradation that occurs in the gut because you don't have enough enzymes, enough digestive components to get rid or to break down that protein. And so it will ferment itself, and then that's where the really burn down the house smelly stuff comes from.
All right.
Is
so,
because of the protein that's not getting digested.
Here's the way to satisfy the need that you have to make sure your gut is functioning on a level manner. Go to ForbiddenDoctor.com and click on Long Life Energy Enzymes or Ageless Thyroid. Those are the two products they have there. And if you use the code Doug, you'll get 15% off of whatever it is you're purchasing. You need to have these long life energy enzymes. You do. Just need to get them. So use the code Doug, 15% off at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So I was asked, as I often am, to ask you and or Ken, but I won't ask Ken because we're going to talk much about supplements with him, the best supplements for the brain. I think you and Mary or Jill in your office, I think more, was it Jill or Mary that put together the protocol for me after I whacked my head last month?
I think it was a combination of both. Jill mostly did your heart protocol.
Ah, okay.
But Mary is the one who took care of the head one.
Yeah, all right.
She takes care of your head.
Thank you, Mary. Yes. Is there a difference between, in the sense, taking care of your head versus taking care of your brain? And if that is the case, a lot of people want to keep their brain healthy, and that's one of the reasons we talk about Super Beats, because it gets blood to your brain. But are there other things that also can be used that will keep your brain soft, pliable, working, to stave off the people's fears,
of
Alzheimer's,
ingredient?
Dementia, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, what's the number one ingredient of the brain? Well,
fat.
Oddly, it's fat.
Yeah.
The dry weight of the brain is 65% fat. Now, fat's an insulator. Not only is it a source of energy, it's an insulator as well. And because of all the intricate wiring that's taking place in the brain, all these wires have to be insulated from one another. And that's part of the role of the fat. But it's also a storehouse of DHA and EPA, essential fatty acids that are necessary throughout. Every cell of the body needs this stuff, not just the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so a good source of saturated fats and monounsaturated fats are necessary for the brain. Well, there's some polys in there as well. But a low-fat diet is not only extremely dangerous for the heart, it can lead to early dementia as well. So we try to, whenever people are laboring us over, you know, well, you guys talk too much about fat. Well, if you look at the latest research, I mean, it's hard to argue with what's coming out in many journals now, not just nutrition-oriented journals, but cardiology-oriented journals, is the absolute importance of fat. And look at the rebound that butter is making. Mm-hmm. And the bad mouthing now that margarine is getting in the
margarine
that
putting
research.
PCV pipe in your
well, it's
in
terrible.
Your blood system. It's
but it was one, you know, 100 years ago that was oleo was the big direction to go, and that was part of the explosion of heart disease as well as several other things inside the body. So our orientation is to try and get people back to the kind of diets people were eating 100 years ago. When cancer was number 10 and heart disease was not even in the top 10 list, according to the CDC. And it's getting back to less and less and less processed foods. Mm-hmm. If it's in a box, a bag, or a can, you're asking for trouble. And most supermarkets now have expanded in the meat departments. They have wild-caught fish. They have grass-raised animals, and in the produce department, they're getting a larger volume of organic vegetables and fruits. That's the direction we have to move. Stephanie Seneff, who is a professor at MIT, who has written an awful lot about the glyphosate poisoning, she's blaming autism on glyphosate. Yeah. And she's saying that by 2025, one in two children will have autism. Okay. And it's not that one got lucky and the other one didn't. The other one won't be in any condition to help the one who does have autism. And she's blaming it on the poisons that are in our foods for a terribly, I don't want to use regulated, but that might be the right word, regulated laws coming out of Congress governing our food supplies.
Well,
because
you know,
in Europe, they're very tight. They're very strict in Europe, not here.
No. Well, it's the same, the same thing when it comes to, I was doing on one of the programs they do in addition to this one is the American Family Farmer, and we were talking about meat and produce coming into our country from outside. It's not inspected at all. It's not inspected in those countries, not inspected.
Yeah.
And rancid meat being sold as legitimate stuff, and there's no, you know, I mean, it's folly. We're so tough on our own farmers to a point of it being ridiculous, and we don't have any, I mean, it's the common sense. Where are you? Where's leadership here? Why isn't this being taken care of? To the extent that it ought to be taken care of. I have a friend, I don't eat meat, as you know, and you say I should every once in a while, but I don't. This fellow has a farm and raises Devon cattle for beef. And he was bringing me through his place the other day. He has a store on the farm. He butchers a couple of cows a month and sells the meat. These are all grass-fed, organic, and they don't even advertise. And the place is cleaned out. Within
yes.
two
That's
weeks
the
after they...
That's the answer. Market demand. And more people are going into
and
grocery
by the way,
stores.
Jack, they're charging $26 a pound for some
My
of this
goodness.
Stuff. Yeah. And people are paying it because that's
My
what they
goodness.
Want. And they realize the stuff in the stores is garbage.
There's more and more of that going on out here in the West as well. Mm. More and more farms are moving away from the commercial feedlot and putting them back out.
Well,
into they're supposed to be eating grass. Cows are not designed to eat grain.
No, here's
you don't
the story.
You don't see cows jumping over fences and running into a cornfield to eat those cobs. They stay there in the pasture ground and eat the grass. That's what they're designed. Grass, flowers, and herbs. That's what they eat.
They'll jump over the fence to the corn if the grass is all gone like it is this time.
Well,
the
pastures that's
are all drying all right. up. But I will tell you that one of the things, you're right, the interest in the family farm, however, it's the family farmer who will do the things that you just described, not the huge agribusinesses.
Yes.
Those people that
yes.
are tied to Monsanto and Dow, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
They're not going to. There's no way they're doing that because it's too easy to do it the other way, and it costs less money. So that's
well,
that's what
a
you're
country will either prosper or degenerate on the backs of the farmers.
Yep.
And what I tell a lot of my patients is you go find a family farmer. There are plenty of them around here. you know, much more per capita, I'm sure, than,
proudest,
you know,
guys. Yeah.
The East Coast. However, you find one and you let them know that you will regularly buy their product maybe once or twice a year, three times a year, and then put it in a freezer, whatever else, they will supply you with this stuff. They're looking for that market.
CSA is a good source of that as well. The underscore here, though, is for the folks who are looking to keep blood going to all parts of their body. Listen to Jack talk about this fabulous way of keeping your body from being inflamed. Get blood to your body. To get blood to your body, you need to have open arteries. To have open arteries, you have to have lots of the right gas, and it's nitric oxide, NO, that opens up your arteries and makes the flow of blood so much easier. So, as a result of having discovered that beets have more nitric oxide in them than anything else that Mother Nature provides, there's the product Super Beets. Super Beets, nothing more than non-GMO beets grown on a 400-acre farm. They pick them, they cook them, they dry them, and then they powder them, put them in a canister, and you can buy them at DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com for the first order. You get 30-day supply free, free shipping as well. Ask about the book. The knowledge that is around on this will open up your eyes and your mind. Beat the Odds is the name of the book. Harness the power of beets to make sure you have great circulation to get blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every port. It's just that you got to cover everything in your body, and this stuff does it. Get it everywhere. That blood is the source of life. Don't forget it. Order now and get a 30-day bonus supply of Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com, or you can order at 800-655-4183. I found out something the other day. You're probably finding this out when you sell your stuff. Four times more orders come in on these websites than people calling the phone. People don't call the phone anymore. They just go to their computer and they log on. Yep. DougLikesBeets.com. Yep, give me a 3-month supply or a 6-month supply or whatever it is. So start there and prosper. The old expression, live long and prosper. This stuff will help you live long and prosper. It's Super Beets. Go to DougLikesBeets.com. Dr. Jack Stockwell here. I'm Doug Steffen. Why is vision tied to your posture? You're a Nooka chiropractor. I just came across a visual of how the cranial nerve function works and the eye muscles work and how you can make them stronger by doing various exercises, but it's all tied to good posture. Is the nerve for your eye somehow attached to your spine?
Well, you remember back in, they're part of the what are called the cranial nerves. There's 12 cranial nerves. You may remember that from 8th grade biology. But the cranial nerve, 12 major nerves that come out of the brain that take care of some of your senses and other things. But four of those 12 are involved with the eyes. One is the optic nerve, and the other three involve muscles of the eye. And as these things are developing, your body's positional awareness against gravity is totally different than the development of the eyes. But you have these neural reflexes in the brain that want equal light coming to both retina. So if there is something going on that caused a postural change, like what I address in my clinic, some minor accident or whatever else, it's going to cause the head to turn on the neck so that when you're looking at something, and this is completely subconscious, you're not aware of this, the head will change its position on the neck in order to get equal light exposure to the retina of each eye. Now, if there is something wrong with the retina in one eye or the other, developmental, congenitally, or maybe because of nutritional problems, the body will twist the head on top of the neck, and as the head twists, it will alter the entire center of gravity of the body so that you can look at somebody and you can, you know, you may not be able to describe it, but you know there's something wrong with the way they're standing there. Now, I don't mean scoliosis, although there's some people that attribute scoliosis to this problem. But you just look at somebody standing there, they just don't look balanced. Something's wrong. Well, it could be either one of those two. But there is a very strong connection between coming to a balance with light in the eyes and coming to a balance with gravity itself. And we deal with this in the clinic a lot.
So I'm looking at an exercise for everybody to do, actually two exercises that you might want to take advantage of. They're called large eye circles and small eye circles. And they are what you would expect. You hold your head rigid and you go as far out as your arms can go and as far up and down as your arms will go. And follow with your eyes. Do not move your head. Follow with your eyes as you move it around. And then the same thing, small eye circles, same thing. Hold a pen or whatever it is, Q-tip in front of your nose, and move it around and let the eyeball follow it around. And you'd be surprised how hard it is.
It is hard because you may have a weakness in the cerebellum.
Yeah.
The part of the brain. And this is a great exercise to reconnect left and right sides of the brain has wonderful benefits in other areas.
Jack's brought to you in part by the folks who are responsible for Superbeats. Man, I can tell you until I'm blue in the face about this. This is about healthy blood flow. This is what every doctor dreams of. All of his patients having healthy blood flow. No matter what kind of a doctor you are, you need to get your blood to all parts of your body so you have healthy blood pressure, you have stamina, you have energy, you have healing, all those things that the blood does. The blood's responsible for keeping you alive. So get it everywhere by using the food that has the most nitric oxide in it. That is third most important gas in the body. It opens up your arteries. The system opens up to flow with a daily glass of Superbeats. Put a teaspoon in a glass of water, drink it down. Whew, man, what energy you'll have. No caffeine needed. Do what the athletes are doing. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. That's DougLikesBeats.com and order your new supply of Superbeats. 30-day supply free, free shipping as well. Superbeats at DougLikesBeats.com. All right, speaking about eating, there's an interesting overview that you have found, Jack, of what happens to us when we mix sugary drinks along with protein, i.e. a hamburger and a Coca-Cola might be an example, yeah?
Well, that's the Biomed Central is an open journal, but it's peer-reviewed, and it's a recent article that just showed up that says that whenever we mix a protein-dense food along with a sugary drink, it changes how the body handles fat. Now, you know that ounce per ounce, there is more than twice as much energy in an ounce of fat as there is an ounce of sugar or an ounce of protein. And our body really prefers fat for its energy source for that very reason. And the kind of energy that is released from fat is a kind of level, sustained, no ups, no downs. When we're burning fat for our energy, which is what we do at night when we're asleep anyway. I mean, that's why we don't starve to death at night when we sleep, because our body's using the fat in the bloodstream to keep everything going. But in the study, when people would take a cheeseburger and a sugary drink along with it, it completely disrupted how the body burns fat. The bottom line, of course, is you're going to put on fat when you mix a sugary drink with a protein meal. In other words, if you had the cheeseburger with something that wasn't loaded with sugar, some other kind of a drink, your body will be able to process that fat much easier, much more naturally than if you get sugar, because when you get sugar, sugar has oxygen built into the molecule in such a way that your body can get the energy out of sugar much faster than it can get energy out of fat. So whenever sugar shows up, it drops everything else and goes for the sugar. Even though, you know, it's still early in the morning and you know you're going to have lunch later, you know you're going to have dinner tonight, but the body doesn't know that. So anytime it has an opportunity for quick energy, it's going to jump for it. And so this study has come out and shown, and it was a lot of young people. It was a bunch of millennials that they were testing this on. And immediately they got the results they thought they were probably going to get from it. It wasn't a surprise study.
Not a surprise. No surprises there. And you know what? There's a common sense approach to this that people ought to take. Sugar, drinks, teeth, your gut. You're the gut expert. Sugar does, I know, you've convinced me of this, even though you haven't gotten me off of sugar completely, but I think about it whenever I have a little bit of chocolate or a little bit of ice cream or a bit of blueberry pie. I'm thinking I have a little bit less because I don't want,
A little bit. Who's going to argue a little bit? It's when we do a lot every day that is problematic.
All right. Word to the wise is sufficient. Listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell. Check out his webcast at theforbiddendoctor.com.